Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Sports Companion Show. We got a hot one here today, kids. Before we get into the spreads of the week with college and NFL, obviously, D'Anthony and I travel all over the nation pretty much every 2 weeks to the biggest games on the planet. And everybody says, hey, man, how do you get those fucking amazing seats over and over and over again? It's simple. We got Benny Daniel back on the show. Benny is the ticket guru, the messiah, the master, a.k.a. the chosen one. He's the one that gets us all of these fucking amazing tickets all over the nation. But there's actually a strategy for it. And a lot of you guys have hit us up saying, hey, man, my favorite college team is Clemson. The tickets are fucking sky high for Texas A&M. Or my favorite team is Bama. How do I get Bama LSU tickets? How did you guys get the LSU Texas tickets last night? Because those were going for somebody's fucking mortgage. Benny is here, and he's going to tell us how he does it. Benny, welcome to the show, my man.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
Yeah.
I've heard, so you said he was the chosen one, right?
Yes.
Don't you have that tattooed on the small of your back?
Is it?
It is. It's actually, yeah, right at tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp right inside of a ticket.
Yep, everybody
it just
can
says
see it.
The chosen one inside the ticket.
That's it's a me. Sideways game ticket. It's got the UPC code and everything on there.
Gets me in any event, anywhere in the country.
Yeah, he just fucking shows the guy at the ticket counter his back and is like, oh, shit.
Yep.
You're the chosen one?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Come
yeah.
on in. Come to this game.
And Benny's brilliance. I'm gonna give you some shine here because this was a big boy move for me. My children are young. Not impressed by anything I do. They don't even know that I'm a New York Times bestselling author yet. They have no idea because they're too young to know, Benny. But they like the Falcons. So when they were watching the Falcons game on TV and they're like, Dada, can we get to go to a Falcons game? I said, yeah, let me give Benny a call. And you hooked up field passes for me, my mom on her birthday, and my dad and my child. My child get to take pictures with the cheerleaders. So I want to thank you for that.
Very welcome. Do you remember who left those for you at Will Call?
I am. Name, am I allowed yeah. to say it is the question?
No, go ahead. It shouldn't hurt anything.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So I get up to Will Call, you know, as everybody else does, and they're like, oh, I've got tickets being held for me. And they give you sass, you know, they give you a little back sass where you're just like, man, there's a plastic covering there for a reason, because I wanted to give a rap on the beak. Like, it's Ross Patterson, obviously.
It's what we in the military used to call corrective action.
Yes.
So there's bad behavior, rap on the beak. And then the bad behavior stops.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. And so she's like, who are you getting the tickets from? And I said, Julio Jones. She goes, are you fucking serious? And I go, yeah. She turns around, comes back with the Julio Jones field passes for my family and my 5-year-old, and could not have been nicer. I think she might even put him up like a maitre d' serving wine to me, like, here's your ticket, sir. And I was like, oh my God. My mom was like, you made it. I feel like you made it today. Yeah, and it was because of you, Benny.
Called in a favor, and there they were. We'll call for you.
Yeah. So let's discuss some of the biggest games of the year right now. Okay. LSU Texas was last night. We are live from Dallas today. We're going to the Cowboys game with you as well. Those tickets were through the goddamn roof. And you had some predictions before we came on the show, and they all come true. If you could explain to the audience what the method is to your madness as far as these tickets go.
Well, being that the event is in Texas, I kind of have a little bit of inside information. Sometimes I obviously have stake in that game. I own tickets for it. Mm-hmm. So I see the sales. I see what they're coming in for, the kind of money we're getting. I see when sales get stagnant, which means I probably need to drop. So I would say a month ago, sales got a little slow, lowered them a little bit, and then they started selling. So I raised, and they went to like some ridiculous price. It turned into, you know, $350, $400 just to get in the door.
And when I say
get in the door, I'm happy. I just walked in. I got two seats. I'm sitting anywhere in the stadium.
Right.
I think when we walked in yesterday, some people were still looking for tickets, and $380 was the cheapest they could find on game day.
Yeah,
it's fucking
right.
Wild.
Well, and see, 380 kind of fools people because they're looking at StubHub, for example. Yeah, that 380 turns into 450 real quick when they hit that checkout button on those fees.
It's more, man. Like a 380 ticket from StubHub, you're looking at probably $100 in fees attached to that. So when you check out and you're like, oh shit, why is there an extra $300 attached to these tickets? It's because of StubHub's magic fees.
And they magically put it really small where you don't see them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people don't even know they did that.
No. And then they you know, hit PayPal and boom, they don't find out. So the credit card receipt comes in, you know, at the end of the month, and they're like, what the fuck is this? How do you beat it?
I beat the prices by, if I own the inventory, obviously you're going to get the best deal from me. If I don't own it, what I do is I buy directly from a broker. So if a broker sells a ticket for $100 and you see it on StubHub for $100, you're going to pay $130, $140 because you paid for the fees. I can go get that exact same ticket for $100 from the same broker, from a broker site, and I'll charge you, say, $120. I made $20 and saved you $20 in the process. Everybody's happy.
Right. So tell the audience the name of your company, where they can buy your tickets, and most importantly, your phone number. Because a lot of people that listen to this show back it up, and they're like, yo, just give me the fucking number. I just want to call this guy.
Gotcha. It's Tickets to All, and the website is t2all.com. That's letter T, number 2, all. .com, and our phone number is 214-396-3501.
Say that one more time, that phone
214-396-3501. We love all calls. We love helping you out. That's our job. We're your concierge. We want to let you know where to sit, where the best seats are, where the best value is. You know, use our knowledge. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, so let me ask you about some upcoming games that are huge, right? And these are requests from actual drinking bros who have messaged us into the thing saying, all right, man, a lot of people have one game they want to go to a year, right? We'll start with college first. A lot of requests for Georgia Notre Dame. Tickets are really fucking high for that right now. What would you recommend for somebody? Because it's in UGA, it's in Athens. What would you recommend for somebody to do, and how long to wait for those tickets before they'll come down?
So here would be my prediction on this game. I want to start off by saying 75% of the time in our industry, maybe 85%, the market goes down. I'm almost, it's like clockwork, but you're going to get that 25% of the time where it's going to go up. Being LSU, Texas, yesterday was one of those times. As Thursday, I predicted. I said that market's going to be a $500 get-in, and it actually turned into close to a $600. But anyway, Georgia, Notre Dame, I think that's a market that potentially is going to go up again. And the only reason why is you look at Georgia's schedule, look at Notre Dame's schedule, they're both going to be coming in 3-0, and Notre Dame is one of the better traveling teams. I think that market's going to go up. So my guess would be buy now on that. If you wait till closer to the event, you might not get a better deal. But let's take that a step further. If you're a Notre Dame fan, and let's say Notre Dame, and you want to go to Notre Dame, Michigan, which is going to be another really big game, right? I absolutely would not buy that game right now, because Notre Dame has to go through Georgia. They have to play, and I don't think they're going to beat Georgia.
And if you look at some of their other games that they got to play before then, they got to play A&M, they got to play Florida. Do you really think they're going to go into the Michigan game undefeated? No. So as soon as they lose a game or two games, the market drops a lot. So wait to buy future games.
So if you don't think your team is going to be undefeated at a certain point in the season, if they're not going to be in the top 10, for example.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, you should wait.
Yeah.
You should exactly wait. Yeah, right. Yeah, because look, you take that LSU game last night, which, you correctly predicted before we got into it, almost to the exact dollar of how much tickets we're going to go for. Now that they've won, right, how high does that jack up for the LSU-Alabama game? Because that's another one that a lot of Drinking Bros listeners, we got a lot of Bama fans out there and a lot of Tigers fans out there. Because I think Alabama will probably be undefeated at that point. LSU looked great, but they've got a tough schedule coming up. So when do you wait for a game like that?
That's one of the games that looks like both teams potentially can go in undefeated. Yeah. And, you got to use your knowledge. Call us, and we can look at the markets for you in the sense, and I'll give you my best judgment. When you think two teams are going to go in undefeated, market's going to go up. And that game is in LSU. LSU, right?
It's in Alabama.
It's in Alabama.
It's out in Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama.
I mean, look, LSU wins at Alabama frequently. I think 4 out of the last 6 times or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's been a while. Bama's been great for years at this point. But, tickets right now that I look for, like lowers, we're going for about $500-$600 right now. Should you wait?
See, also look at, it's in Alabama, right? There's a difference, the LSU, Texas, let's use that as an example since we're on that. LSU can travel there really easy. They can drive there. Texas has a ton of money.
Yep.
Alabama, not as much money as Texas. LSU can't travel as far. I don't see that market going what it did LSU.
Okay.
But even though if both teams go undefeated, I would wait. Honestly, it's kind of hard to predict that. It's just a guess that I would go with my 75-25% rule. And wait.
I agree with that because I think LSU might take a loss before then. Probably Georgia.
Maybe. If it's going to be anybody, it'll be Georgia.
Yeah.
They've got one of the toughest schedules.
I would have said Florida, but that's a home game for LSU.
Yeah, and Florida looks like dog shit.
Yeah, we saw them 3 weeks ago in person. They looked goddamn awful. Other games that are huge that the listeners have asked for are the SEC Championship. Now, that's a big, big money game right there. And those tickets are usually sky high. What do you recommend for a game like that?
I kind of would look at that like I would a Super Bowl. So, when the two teams win, that whoever's going to be in it at the time, which it's been Georgia the last 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Georgia, that's a home game for them. So
it's been Georgia-Bama. So that is a two-hour drive from your school.
Market, it's home games for them. So the market goes crazy, and it looks like it might be the same two teams again. The Super Bowl, people buy tickets as soon as their teams are announced that they're going to be in, as soon as they win and they're there, and you get a huge overload of people just – stomping on each other's neck trying to buy tickets. And so we raise the price.
Demand's that high.
I like to wait or tell people, wait 2, 3, 4 days. Let the market settle a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're probably wondering, why would I even give people this advice? At the end of the day, I'm going to sell my seats. They're going to sell. And if somebody calls me, I have to middle a deal. Whether the market's high, whether it's low, I'm going to make my middle ground money and move on. But my advice, wait a couple days, no matter what bowl game it is. Yep. Any bowl game, Super Bowl, anything, just let the dust settle.
Is there a strategy to looking at StubHub to see how many tickets are left in certain sections? So let's say, there's a lot of people out there that have their favorite sections where it's like, hey, man, not all people can sit on the 50-yard line for every single game, football-wise, right? Some people like the corner of the end zone or whatever. Is there any strategy to looking at those numbers on StubHub saying, all right, I know in section 116 there's 67 seats left.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a lot of seats left, should you wait on tickets because there's so many to get rid of at that point?
Supply and demand. Yeah, absolutely. I do it. I look on – if you look on – here's a little trick. If you look on StubHub's app, it tells you how many tickets total left for that event.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I did this morning. I wanted to see how many tickets were left for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. There was 4,300-something. That's a lot of tickets for an average, Kansas City, you name a state. city. But for Cowboys, really not a lot. So it kind of lets me know where my market's going to go for my for here. This is,
they have a lot more space in here.
Yeah, a lot more. We have a lot of last-minute people that buy last-minute. Yeah. But back to your point. If let's say you want to sit on a corner seat, right? Mm-hmm. Don't just look at that one section. Keep in mind, there's four sections.
Yeah. Right.
You got four corners. Look at all four corners. Just don't look at that one because it don't matter if you sit behind visiting team or behind your home team. You're getting the same view. So compare your prices there. See how many seats are out there. And if there's not very many, then it kind of lets you know, hey, the market might go up on those. If you see a bunch of them, wait.
I mean, it's basic supply and demand economics.
That's all it is.
So it's not like you say, is there any trick to it? Yeah, I mean, it's the tricks are just the little examples you give like that are super helpful for people.
The knowledge, yeah.
Because everybody understands supply and demand for the most part. But they don't apply it to shit like this for some reason. It's.
I look at it like stock. I tell everybody, what they ask me, what do I do for a living? I was like, you know what? I day trade. I day trade with tickets. Mm-hmm. I look at my inventory like stock. Sometimes I lose money. Sometimes I make money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It goes up. It goes down, you know? So.
Yeah, because you've had killer Super Bowls. When you were on the show last time, we were talking about how you've crushed at Super Bowls and you've taken a bath at Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year was rough because it was the Rams, who have no fan base whatsoever.
Right.
And then the Patriots, who were going for their ninth time in the last 15 years, where it's like there's a lot of Patriots fans, you know, especially the Super Bowl. That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. There's a lot of Patriots fans who had already gone.
Yeah.
So how did that work? Like at the end of it, how did that work out for you?
We did okay. I mean, nothing to brag about with the amount of money that I invested in it. But I still left with a profit, so it's not so bad, I guess. Crazy enough, the market went up the day of the game. You know,
really?
I sold out. I probably sold out 4 or 5 hours before the game. I wanted to get done. I wanted to go in the game, enjoy myself, and I wish I had a little more patience because I probably would have made an extra $1,000 a ticket on my last 30 tickets.
Wow.
No shit. You know, give or take. That's 30 grand
behind
just wanting to go in the game. But I didn't know that. I wish I knew that, you know.
We did notice. I mean, it was definitely a demand side game because he and I commented throughout the game, like, there's a lot of people in here that, and this is not to be judgy or anything, but there's a lot of people in here that don't look like they probably were able to afford tickets like this because they're not cheap. I mean, we spent, what, like fucking $2,500 a ticket or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. And the people behind us, like, I mean, it was like, hey, man, we've been to a few Super Bowls, obviously.
And we were talking to them. They're friendly people. They're like, yeah, I'm a mechanic. I'm like, there's no fucking way, dude. No mechanic can spend, he and his buddy and three other, there's no way these guys spent $5,000 on tickets.
I've learned not to judge nobody in my business. You know where I met you guys?
At
my little local spot. I call it LMS, Last Minute Sales.
Yeah.
And, we're in Texas. We have a lot of Spanish people, and we got Spanish people that come in, and it looks like they just got done working.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty. And I tell them a price, $200-$300 each for whatever it is. I mean, cash money, $100 bills.
Yeah, yeah, you never know where anybody's getting their cash from.
I know what a mechanic makes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you don't
and
know.
They saved up for it. That was their once-in-a-lifetime deal.
It's true,
so.
But they were like, there's a fucking ton of those people there. And I don't know why for an Atlanta Super Bowl. I guess Atlanta's a great stadium to go to.
It is, like, yeah.
New stadium.
They regulate brand prices new. There. It's brand new.
And food is cheap.
Yeah,
Have you heard about the food situation there?
Absolutely. The
sales have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
And they're asking cheaper prices. And actually, FC Dallas, Toyota Stadium, I know that's where our soccer team plays.
Yeah, yeah.
They've mimicked that, and they're doing well. They've got a $3 stand. Everything there is for $3, and their line's around the corner every game.
You probably don't need to drop it that low, but if you made it
like, that is low, though.
That's too low.
It's low.
But if you made it like you would buy this stuff in a fast food restaurant to make it the same price, right?
Yeah.
You would make so much more goddamn money. Look, 100 times 10 is 1,000, but if you instead of an average $100 order, you have an average $50 order, but you get 5,000 of those goddamn things, you've made way more money. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm making a purpose to make sure when I go to an event, I've already eaten before I walk in. But if I knew if I lived in Atlanta and I went to that stadium, I would eat there
because
I know.
Yeah.
We did. We didn't eat before the game. We just walked in.
And it's good food.
We went in with his parents and just started buying food all over the place.
You,
it was great. I love that fucking stadium.
Spending $30 just for some nachos and a beer here.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
At Cowboy Stadium. It's crazy.
It's great. Yeah, it's here at Cowboy Stadium. It's fucking nightmare.
I think Jerry's running out of money or something. Is it?
Nope. Yeah. Nope. Yeah, he's hurting.
Nope. Jesus no, he's Christ, not. Man.
He's a gajillion.
Yeah,
he sells beer in the parking lot. I think it's genius.
Is it him specifically? Or they?
Well, it's the stadium. Where,
wouldn't it be funny if Jerry Jones going is on the parking lot selling beer out of a fucking dirty-ass cooler?
Wouldn't surprise me. Somebody's got to pay for Zeke's contract. so what about every other event? Like Rolling Stones. You sell Stones tickets? You sell...
Yeah, the Stones.
Concert tickets.
Yeah,
you pretty much do everything on the planet, right?
Anything worldwide. I go to every World Cup, every Olympic, winter, summer, Champions League. You name it, I can get it for the most part.
Champions League, eh? I'd like to hear that.
I went to the one in Spain. It was great.
No shit.
Which turned out to be the biggest event in world history, actually. And I'm not saying that lightly. Because Super Bowl that happened in Phoenix was the biggest event that happened in America. It turned into a $10,000 get-in.
Wow.
Right? There's a long story of why that's a whole nother show. I could tell you why that happened, but the same thing happened this year in Spain, and it turned into around a $12,000 to $13,000 euro get in.
Oh shit! That's
it was 16, actually at a point grand. Where there was no amount of money you weren't going to get in. So I actually kind of took a bath on that. My personal worst loss ever, but it's all right. We survived.
Really?
We're going to keep moving on.
Why?
It was tough. I took orders for 20 tickets. 20 tickets that I didn't have. It's called specking. I do not do it a lot. It's kind of a I sold tickets that I know I'm going to get in Spain, pick them up, and deliver them. Well, shit hit the fan. The people that were supposed to get tickets for me didn't get their seats, so on and so on. Domino effect. I couldn't fill my orders. So I had to pay back the customers plus 200%. I took the orders on average for around $4,000 each. I ended up having to pay around $6,500 each. Do the math. 20 tickets.
Shit.
So I went over there expecting to make profit, end up losing triple digits.
Man, where's the Super Bowl this year? Is in Miami.
Miami.
That's got to be, just because of the location and the destination, that's got to be a big one for you this year.
Miami's always fun. People talk about it a year in advance, and you know, weather is a big deal.
Yes.
And people like going. If you kind of wonder what makes a Super Bowl big, obviously Miami being a good spot, but if you got two East Coast teams in it and it's in the Super Bowl's on the East Coast, take away the travel aspect. People have more money to spend on tickets when they're not buying flights. They don't have to pay for hotels, so on and so on. Like the Super Bowl in Minnesota could have been really big if the Vikings were in it a couple years ago.
Yeah. Instead it was two below.
Yeah. You know, so this Super Bowl here, what if San Francisco, I'm just throwing teams out there. I know they were not going to make it, but what if San Francisco's in it and Seattle? Now you've got a 5.5-hour flight that hurts the market, prices go down, you know, things like that.
Well, luckily for you, San Francisco is not going to make it. They're definitely not going to make it this year. Speaking of weather, though, you got us our AFC championship games, tickets last year, and it was fucking 18 degrees, but it was supposed to be like 15 below. Those tickets were going for nothing, right? And then they started picking up as the weather started to get better towards the end of the week. Should people pay attention to the weather at these events? Because let's say you're in an outdoor stadium and it's fucking raining, right? Yeah. Are more people likely to give up their seats?
Absolutely.
They are.
Yeah, so if you know you're going to go no matter what, if you're one of those people that's like, I don't give a fuck what the weather is, I'm going, wait for the worst weather forecast possible, because it's never going to be that bad, probably. It never is. Like, we just got butt-fucked on this whole hurricane thing and nothing happened.
Yeah.
We got dicked around for 3 days, changed our flight five goddamn times, nothing.
Nothing happened.
Yeah. So do you follow the weather patterns for these games?
I do. I mean, mostly for, you know, obviously events that I have a stake in. If I'm looking, I see, do a you know, 7-day forecast and it's going to rain on an outdoor, even if a dome, you know, it still affects the market.
Yeah.
You know,
the whole shit,
like Monday Night Football, people think, oh, it's so big. It's big and it's fun to watch on TV.
Right.
But the actual cities that are actually hosting a Monday Night Football, really, the tickets are pretty cheap. Always on Monday night. Think about it. You got kids. You're not going to take your kids for the most part. You know, they got school.
Yeah,
you got
games are late.
You got work. You know, but it's always fun to watch. And
also a lot of big cities. Monday is the day that all their restaurants and bars are closed. If there's any day of the week that they're closed, it's usually on Monday. That fucks up everything too. There's nothing to do.
Well, that's super interesting then. So if you have a favorite NFL team out there and you want to take your kids and you want to get the best prices, go on a Monday night.
Sunday night. Monday night. Sunday night works just like Monday night. Because, you've got school the next day.
Yeah.
You know, I have people ask me, I don't care what game I go to. You know, I look at Cowboys schedule, and I could tell you, you know, go to the Miami game. Not a huge demand for that.
Right.
Try the Miami game. Don't go to Green Bay. You know, you're gonna pay triple the amount you would for Miami if you don't care.
Sure.
You know, look at your schedule. If it doesn't matter, look at your home team schedule. Look at the weakest team coming. Go to that game.
Which sport is the worst to sell tickets for?
Out
of the big four.
Out of the big four?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about soccer?
No, soccer's not worse.
Soccer would be the worst.
You might as well sell lacrosse. Take your ass across the street.
Baseball's hurting real bad. Yeah. I mean, attendance is down everywhere.
Well, shit, I don't think Miami's even going to do average 10,000 a game this year.
And you see what Tampa Bay's doing. They're thinking about doing half Tampa Bay, half back in Montreal.
Montreal.
Yeah, they're like thinking about splitting the season. I mean, how bad is it if you're going to fucking split
Sell
a season?
Sell your franchise.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any professional baseball teams in Florida. People don't give a shit
about
it.
See, now you're talking about Florida. I can use Florida as a really good example. We don't, as a broker, we don't ever want any Florida or California team, and no offense anybody, that goes to any Super Bowl or anything because they're kind of cheap. You guys don't spend at the end of the day. We love you. Love the teams. But, you know, we want the big money. We want the Cowboys, for example. We want a New York money, some East Upper East Coast, Chicago. Think about things like that. So when Miami comes to town here, they don't travel too well. So that's going
to
be a cheap game here at Cowboys.
Why would you leave Miami to come to fucking Dallas?
Well, you
play them this year.
For barbecue,
maybe.
I'm just saying, why would you? Like, if you're in Miami, I could watch that game on TV.
I know. Do
cocaine off of Brazilian strippers or whatever. You don't have to come all the way out here for that.
They just don't have a good fan base that really travels.
People retire in Florida, and if you're retired, you're watching your money.
You're also watching the team that you grew up watching and not the new team in your new city.
And sorry, Finns fans out there, because I'll say the same thing about Falcons fans. It's the same where Atlanta is a transient city, a lot like LA, where people come for jobs or to work for, you know, a different industry or specific industry. And our fans aren't the greatest in Atlanta. Very fair weather.
Well, Braves fans are great.
Well, look at the attendance. They'll be great during the playoffs, but the rest of the year, it's...
Their attendance has been pretty good. I think they're averaging 27
games. Well, they still have a new stadium, though, too. So, let the new smell die
and
down
it's,
but, a
yeah,
bit,
once, you know? once the new smell is off... They're up in the suburbs now. They're not even in the city anymore. So I bet their attendance is going to tank in the next 3 or 4 years. Luckily, they've got a really good young team. We'll see how it goes. But
yeah,
that's interesting. If you live in a city where you have a bunch of transient fans.
Yeah, like L.A. Nobody's going to go to those fucking Chargers games. If you want to see that brand new stadium next year when it opens, Chargers, right?
Right.
Yeah.
On the other side of that, the Clippers are about to build a new arena too. And I guarantee you that thing will sell out every goddamn game.
Yeah, I wonder where it all depends on where it's at.
It doesn't matter. LA's a basketball city.
It is.
I mean, they can't put it in Anaheim or anything, but as long as it's reachable somewhere in the city.
Dodgers fans show up, but you might get cut after the game.
You seen the new stadium we got being built right here?
No.
For baseball? Yeah, it's right there at Texas Live.
Really? When's that open?
Yeah, so Texas Live is, you know, the same. I think there's one in Philly, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. They're called a little something different. But they're building our new stadium, the Ranger Stadium, right with Texas Live and the hotel. It's all attached.
Oh, that's
you can
dope.
See it on the other side awesome. Of Cowboy Stadium here.
Have you ever been to the
– And we got a dome. That's what I'm saying. So we've got a dome for the
God,
first time.
So fucking
Thank
hot.
God.
Yeah, so that's going to help our sales in general.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Rangers games are
And now I'm excited to go to a baseball game. I haven't
been
excited.
Have you ever been to the Rogers Center in Toronto?
I have not, no.
So they have, like, hotels in the stadium.
In center field.
Yeah, it's fucking dope as fuck, man.
People are banging up there all the time.
After game, we're going to go to Texas Live a little bit before we leave. Let traffic die down. It's kick-ass. You're going to love it.
Perfect.
We'll talk about that on your next show.
Yeah. Lastly, before we get out of here and go to the Cowboys-Giants game today, what's the hardest ticket in the NFL?
The hardest ticket in the NFL? For just the regular
season, who's the – is it the Packers? Because we get a lot of Packers questions, like –
The Packers when they're winning, you know, but right now you look at the Pittsburgh New England game is really hot. Pittsburgh travels so damn well. They're such a good traveling team.
Yep.
And then, you know, I'm not biased here, guys. I'm from Dallas, but, you know, these are the facts. Cowboy fans travel and they're all over the United States. So pretty much a Cowboy game is always hard to get wherever they play.
I'll attest to that because in our drinking bros in the group, fuck ton of Cowboys fans, and god damn it, do they believe in their team and that they're going to win the Super Bowl every year. It's a lot like Notre Dame fans.
All we need is a little bit of hope.
I know,
that's it, and then people will come. We can have the worst year, and people think that we win this game, we'll make the playoffs, you know, and they'll come. It'll be a big game. I'll make a ton of money on it, but, you know, if we're out of the playoff race, it's dead.
I'm sure.
Fair weather.
Well, listen, Benny, we're going to have you back here on the show throughout the year and kind of get your ticks and tips and tricks and hopefully let the audience know where they can get some of the best deals.
Yeah, so if you're out there in the audience and there's a specific game you're looking at right now, write into us. And we'll fucking and have just, Benny talk about it on the show.
Absolutely. And just give Benny a call. What's your number again?
214-396-3501. We love people calling us, and we enjoy giving you guys advice. We just want to save you money. That's it at the end of the day, because we're going to make our middle ground money. Just it you calling us only saves you money.
Yeah. And tell me you heard him on Drinking Bros. Look, thanks, Benny, for stopping by. I appreciate it. Also appreciate the tickets today, my man.
Hey,
we're gonna have
pleasure.
A fucking blast at this game.
It'll be great.
Yeah, yep. I hope you're ready to get lit there, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you I don't think you've have you been with a full game of D'Anthony and I?
I haven't, no. Not we've seen you guys at a at a few events, but
we got pretty ripped up in New Orleans that
night. Yeah, yeah. It was a great time.
So the last time we were here, actually, we had how many 14 doubles each?
14 doubles apiece.
Yeah,
down in that bar. My God.
Well, see, we were at New Orleans. We didn't have. That's not my hometown. You're about to see some stuff that you guys had never seen before, especially the stadium. Right. It don't matter where we go. I've got a bartender there, and it's gonna be fun.
Hell yeah!
Sweet.
Yeah.
Let's get wet.
Looking forward to it, my man. Benny Daniel, call him. Get some fucking tickets for yourself. Next up, we're gonna give you the college and NFL. Predictions, as always, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit. We've been on fire this week in college as well.
Yeah, and don't forget to bet on the fucking super team.
Yes.
Or the super contest, rather. That's a payout of $100,000 at the end of the season.
Five games a week. Just pick the spread. It's only a $100 entry fee, which is nice. And looking at the halftime scores right now, Daddy's up in 4 out of 5. Fuck yo couch. Come at me, dude, on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposits. Welcome to Drinking Bros Sports Companion Show, Dan.
There's a lot of weird shit going on today.
You're healthy. You're healthy, which is not what I can say about most of the players in the NFL right now.
Yeah. I mean, the Jets lost Darnold because he was making out with girls on a bus. And
Who was it, Girls on Ice?
Girls on a Bus, I think.
Ah, no, I made that Girls up. On Ice, and I was like, even better.
Well, yeah, on ice, that would probably make it worse. Now Semien's out, too. He's out for the season, actually.
Yes.
And now they're stuck with a third-string guy and no backup until they sign somebody. They're probably going to have to sign, I don't know, who's left on Earth.
Whoever isn't Colin Kaepernick is left.
They might have to sign him. Like, who else is out there that's a free agent quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, this is so crazy to me. I'm gonna read this off to you because this is breaking news that Cam Newton is also questionable after he aggravated the sprained left foot injury he suffered during the third preseason game.
Yep.
I was watching that game, and he ran up the middle.
Yeah.
Why he's running in a preseason game is beyond me.
I don't know why that guy does any of the things he does, to be honest, including his choice of fashion. He looks like an idiot.
Fucking idiot. I'm all done with Cam Newton in this life. I think Will Greer's the backup.
Yeah, we'll see about him. He's
fire away.
Yeah, we'll see.
It can't get any worse.
No, it definitely
can't.
And
you're not going to win a championship with Cam Newton, so who gives a fuck?
No.
I'm gonna read you off this list, okay? Drew Brees. This is what happened this past week. Drew Brees out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken thumb. Could be torn ligament. Going to see a specialist, so that could be longer.
Yeah, it could be worse.
So
it's not going to be any better, but it could be worse.
We don't know. Ben Roethlisberger, out for the year. Gone. I don't know if he returns.
I don't know if either one of those guys returns, to be honest. It depends on the injury. That's Brees' throwing hand, right?
Yes.
And he's 5'10". He's not a big guy. He probably has normal-sized human hands, mm-hmm. not big mitts like most quarterbacks do. So if his ligaments and his thumb are fucked up, he might be done.
Yeah.
Not by choice either.
So he's gone. Man, I would lean towards saying he might be back rather than out simply because Teddy Bridgewater sucks. I don't know where this Teddy Bridgewater hype train has come.
I don't
know.
But either.
To me, that other kid who's back there, that Taysom Hill guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every time he's on the field, he's been electric.
Yep.
I'd like to see him play. I don't know what the Teddy Bridgewater fascination is.
I don't know either, but Drew Brees in January turns 41 years old, man.
Yeah. And look, I get it if he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger, I get it if he doesn't come
back. What's he, 39, 38, 39?
38 now. And look, people are really excited about that Rudolph kid. as his backup. In particular, the players.
Yeah.
They were all like, look, man, he's a fucking gamer behind the scenes, and he wants to win in every single practice, every single down, and we believe in him. So the Steelers are all in on him, and this will lead me to the next one. Not only are they all in on Rudolph, but they brought in Minka Fitzpatrick and traded a first-round pick for him, which would have been your new quarterback.
Yeah, I would assume that the front office has to believe in this kid. Otherwise, they wouldn't draft, or they wouldn't get rid of a first rounder to bring in. I mean, look, he's one of the best defensive players in the league. Mm-hmm. So obviously, they're going to, I mean, that's a smart move. But
it is. He's a corner. I mean, look, your franchise guy is your QB, yeah, right? Unless you're all in on Rudolph, which again, they have to be. That's the only way I can make sense of this Minka Fitzpatrick trade. Otherwise, you don't do that when there's so many great quarterbacks in the draft next year. Jalen Ramsey requested trade. Obviously, Jalen has been on the show. We like Jalen Ramsey a lot.
Here's the deal with him. I heard, I don't remember if it was, God, who the fuck was it? It's a former player on ESPN. Mm-hmm. Was it Ryan Miller, maybe? I don't remember who it was, but he was talking about how it was Steve Young. Who was
it? I don't remember. Steve Young's on ESPN.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was Steve Young, and he was talking about how the NFL is becoming the NBA with these guys requesting trades and demanding out of stuff and holding out and stuff. Look.
He's right.
Usually I would agree with that, but he's like, he made the point that like none of these great players want to stay on bad teams anymore. Like, why the fuck would they? Your NFL career is short as fuck.
Yeah.
And honestly, the NFLPA sucks. And these guys don't get guaranteed money. So you've got one, maybe two contracts, if you're lucky, that are going to make you a lot of money in that league. And you're not going to make it in Jacksonville when they won't give him a new deal and they fucking aren't going to be good.
Yeah, and look, the way he's played this year,
yeah,
he might so far be the defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
Like, he's been great. The problem with Jalen Ramsey is this. The shit that he does off the field makes it hard to give him a new contract, or else I think he would have already gotten it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Secondly, he is in the last year of his deal in mm-hmm. Jacksonville. Not only do you have to trade for probably a one is what they're asking for right now for Jalen Ramsey, but then you're going to have to give him a fat ass contract after that. And who could take that on? To me, the team that could do it and he would fit in great with is the 49ers. They're currently on a wildly hot streak with a mediocre quarterback in Garoppolo. I'm still not sold on Garoppolo, but Richard Sherman seems like he's back.
Yeah, he looks great.
Pretty good ball this year. Matt Breida and those guys have picked up the slack for that Tevin Coleman injury.
Yeah.
Even that Mostert kid looks pretty goddamn good.
The 49ers have...
Dante Pettis is good. I mean, they've got George Kittle. They've got a lot of pieces on that team. Look, if Garoppolo can come back from the MCL and not look like a little bitch,
yeah,
hey, they might have a shot. I'm not saying against the Patriots, but they might have a shot at a decent playoff run.
I mean, I could see a team that relies on defense, like the Bears, making a move for somebody like him too. Just because, look, Trubisky's not going to get any better. I think he fucking sucks, to be honest. I don't think he is a franchise quarterback. I think he'll be gone out. Like, he'll be a backup quarterback within the next 2 years.
I am slowly getting off the Trubisky train as well.
I think he will be a backup, and just maybe even next year we'll see how their season goes this year. But I could see a team like that kicking out a first rounder and bringing in that. Because, look, if you have two of the best defensive players in the league, mm-hmm. like two legit year-to-year defensive player of the year guys on your team, then it doesn't really matter how good your offense is, honestly, because no one's going to fucking score a lot of points on that team. All you need at that point is somebody that can put up maybe 20 points a game and you'll win.
That is so much money to spend on defense, man. I don't know.
But it's worked before, and it's worked a number of times.
100%.
Like the Ravens, for example.
100%.
They spent more of their payroll. Look, it was, if you took Flacco out of the conversation back then, their payroll was like 65% defense.
Yeah. So, well, look, they're not paying anybody on the offensive side of the ball.
Not now, even.
I know, and not at all.
Both of their fucking, well, Ingram is making a little bit. He's making like a veteran minimum almost.
Yeah.
And homeboy, the quarterback's making like his, he's still in his rookie contract, right?
Yeah.
He's like in second year of his rookie contract. Yeah. So they're not spending, well, and Mark Andrews is on his rookie contract. All their premium players over there are fucking young.
Young.
So I could see them making a move for somebody like that, too. Like, who are they going to – think about the way that the Ravens have performed this year with Andrews and their quarterback. And, look, man, I could see them making a move for him, too. Because what are they going to do with a first-round draft pick except for maybe get a linebacker, maybe get a great receiver to complement that offense?
Yeah.
For me, I would give that up for Jalen Ramsey.
I would, too. Look, I'm not mad at this Minka Fitzpatrick trade either. If you're the Steelers, and let's say you do love this Rudolph kid and he ends up being the heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger, right? You've got to contend with Pat Mahomes for the next 15 fucking years in the AFC. You've got to start stacking up defensive backs because you're fucked with that guy. That guy is the new Steph Curry.
I mean, those are your options, NFL. Right? Like, you're probably not going to go find organic talent to be able to compete with them offensively. So you have to do something on the defensive side to slow them down. It makes sense to me.
Yeah. Daniel Jones. I mean, this is all within this week.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones has been named the starter of the New York Football Giants.
What week did I call for this? I thought I said it would be week 3 or 4.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you were right on the money with this.
But I don't think anybody's surprised by this either. Eli's not been good for a while.
I am, and I'll tell you why, right? I thought this draft choice was shitty. He comes in, ends up having a baller preseason, which I was not expecting. Danny Dimes is what they call him in New York, which is much for me, but
let's have him play one game.
It was preseason.
Yeah.
Preseason. Danny Dimes was trending on Twitter today, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Giants fans, man. Fucking welcome to desperation.
Look, it's funny. Giants fans are delusional about their team, and Jets fans just want to kill themselves.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre how the whole New York scene's working out.
Very, very bizarre. Sam Darnold, mono, speaking of the Jets, out.
Yeah.
Simeon, his backup, out.
Dead.
I don't know who the third string guy is.
I can't even remember his name. I watched him play last night.
I watched it too, and I can't remember that guy's name.
It looks like he was either sacked, hit, or almost hit on every single fucking play he ran.
Just give the ball to Le'Veon Bell every single down and pray for the best at that point.
And you could tell they started doing two things. They flattened out, so they pulled out of a cover two defense, and they stacked the box, and then they fucking brought their strong safeties up in like a fake safety blitz just to spy on that fucking dump pass to Le'Veon Bell. So teams play like that moving forward, the Jets are even more fucked than they are on paper.
Well, we'll get to that on this spread on mybookie.com soon enough because it appears as if that's what's going to happen, according to Vegas at least. Jamal Adams, superstar for the Jets, took the team and everything about playing football off of his Instagram. He's apparently all done with the Jets. So I don't know if that means he wants to be traded. That is now trending right now. I don't know what to say. My other biggest takeaway, too, from last night's game was because that was our Fight Club game of the week.
Yeah.
Obviously, we picked these games on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We did not know that Darnold was going to have mono. So,
and by the way,
you lost, but I'm not going to.
Well, I still put 500 against the Jets last night.
Oh, yeah. Once Homeboy was out with mono. Yeah, yeah. And I put a grand. I get too drunk on the cruise. I put a grand on that game. And because we post all these bets
in
Drinking Bros Sports. So you can go there and actually see our actual physical betting slips. And whoopsies. Luckily, it came true. But here was my takeaway from that. As shitty as the Jets are and will continue to be, I did not think the Cleveland Browns looked great at all.
No, it's funny. The guys were talking about it on ESPN this morning, and fucking Greeny, Mike Greenberg, got all butthurt. And he's like, look, they won the game. Like, they look like shit, Greeny.
They look like shit.
They look terrible. Like,
and Baker Mayfield had what?
There were four passes. One to OBJ where he was wide open, like on the fucking 5-yard line. And he had two guys near him, but it's OBJ. He could probably have scored right there. And he overthrew him by a lot.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, that's one of the things that Mayfield's going to have to learn. He's a short guy, and he can't see over 6'4" guys.
There was a lot of tip balls at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Out of that 300 yards, and look, Greenberg was pissed off about that, of like, well, he had 300 yards.
89 of it was one play.
To OBJ for a touchdown. Great. That knocks you down to 210, and then you had a couple other ones.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, he looks like shit. He looks a little lost, as if you know, the sophomore slump is kicked in, and
yeah, but he's
and the defenses are switching up their coverages, and he's sure, not seeing on film what he thought he was during the week.
No, but he's also running a much more complicated offense than he was last year. He's got two deep threats instead of one, and that changes every single play you run. I'm still in on Mayfield. Give him some more time. Let's see what happens there.
I don't know. And look, do me a favor real quick and pull up the Cleveland Browns schedule.
Yep.
If you're a Browns fan, I would be very, very worried about
the next six games they play. I know this just from reading last night. Are against teams that are all 2-0.
All 2-0.
Yeah.
One of them is the Patriots. One of them is the Rams.
Let's see. Where is it?
They've got some fucking rough, choppy waters, man.
Just like we did.
Yeah, just like we did on the Drinking Bros cruise. By the way, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit. We've been on fire the last 2 weeks. I mean, absolutely on fucking fire, dude. NFL, 7-2 yesterday. College football, only missed three. I'm going to go through those real quick while you look up Cleveland's roster of who I missed. I took the Clemson game. That was the 28-point spread. It was a big one. They ended up covering Bama. Oddly enough, they pushed on that 25-point spread.
Yeah.
Which was weird. I heard though that it went up to 26.5 on the day of the game. Obviously we were on the cruise for that. So again, if you're betting earlier in the week, you can get some better deals than you might later on, but you risk injury, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say you were betting the Jets in last night's game and goes out with fucking mono, then you're screwed. Georgia, look, that spread was 53. They won 55-0. The rest of these came true. Oklahoma covered. We called that. Ohio State stomped. We called that. Auburn smashed. Florida. I told you to take this Florida-Kentucky game. You were not a fan of it and did not want to take it.
I bet it.
Oh, you did?
I just thought.
Because it ended up being a push.
Yeah. I took it at 25. Hold on. What did I take it at? Let me see. The spread
was 8, Florida versus Kentucky.
Yeah, I got it at 7.5.
Look, there was a lot of these games, and I'm not going to even front. I mean, lost, I think, three top 25 games and two NFL games that we bet on. I'm not going to front. This Florida game in particular was a last minute touchdown where the guy ran up the middle. It was like a 90-yarder. That's the only reason they got to 8 to even push in that.
I got that game at 7.5 later in the week.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
It doesn't surprise me.
I don't know why I even took it, to be honest, but it worked out. So a half-point Holloway, that one.
With me, though, personally, I didn't think Kentucky's not a fucking football school. I thought they were all done, but they look pretty decent.
I just think Florida sucks, to be honest. Isn't Franks hurt now?
He got hurt, in that game, which is why that game was was probably closer. But that Trask kid ended up looking pretty decent.
Yeah.
And ended up being a comeback win because they were down most of that game. Texas covered over Rice, which we said was going to happen.
Yep.
Penn State Pitt, again, rivalry game.
Yep.
A lot closer than possible. Called that. Oregon refused to bet on it. Luckily, there was no spread on Montana. So
the one I got fucked on was Temple Maryland.
Temple Maryland fucked me. So here were the losses. Temple Maryland fucked me as well. Yeah. I did call Arizona State beating Michigan State. Was proud of that call.
Yeah, yeah.
Iowa. The spread was
missed
two.
It by one. Yeah, should have bought one. A fucking point on that one.
Yeah, thanks, Craig Dulesky. He was on the cruise with us though, so all is forgiven with him. Maryland. I rode with a hot hand on Maryland, and they got beat.
They looked
at home
very bad.
I mean, by Temple.
Yeah, they looked bad.
I will say this, and I said it on the show last week. Temple wasn't a bad school. I thought that spread was fine where it was, but they just didn't show up.
Yeah.
Boise State played Portland State. There was no spread on that. All right. Here was a bad loss for me. Was
Central Florida and Stanford?
OIE.
Oh, yeah, Hawaii.
OIE.
I thought that, what was it, 21.5 was the spread on that one?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was about right, but
32, man. They got house. I can't figure out this Washington team. Look, they got fucking beat soundly the week before, and then Hawaii's looked pretty goddamn decent for being L.A.E. I got housed on that one. I rode the hot hand on the USC game.
Yep.
They ended up losing, and then There was one you mentioned. Was it UFC Stanford?
Yeah, UFC Stanford.
Yes.
UCF, rather.
I took Stanford with the points on that one.
Same.
And they lost. But the rest of the top 25 was great.
Oklahoma UCLA was easy. I think that was.
Yeah, it was.
They won by like 35 points or some shit.
It was 24.
Yeah.
Look, Oklahoma's look great this year, man.
Yeah, they look
all the way around. In these week two games here, man, we dominated. I refused to bet that Buccaneers Panthers game. Thank God.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm glad we didn't even get to see it. Not one.
No one wanted to see that game. No one wanted to see that.
49ers dominated. We had that.
They're fucking looking pretty good.
I don't know. I still don't know how. I mean, look, he had three TDs. I don't know if because the Bengals are shitty, so I don't want to. I'm going to reserve judgment on what I think the 49ers can possibly do this year. Lions over the Chargers. I was proud of that. I called Lions over the Chargers. The team I can't figure out. I lost on was I lost by a point. Was Green Bay?
Yeah,
against the Vikings. Aaron Rodgers still looks like shit to me.
Yeah.
I'm not even starting him in fantasy football.
I don't know how they're winning games.
I don't either, and I can't figure it out. The Packers went scoreless in the second half of that game.
Yeah. Yeah, they look bad. And their defense is not all that great.
No.
So why aren't teams scoring against them?
And
that's
Aaron Rodgers, there's something. He looks too thin. Yeah. Something looks physically wrong with him. I can't put my finger on it. I've benched Aaron Rodgers in all fantasy leagues, and I've been starting Josh Allen and fucking Lamar Jackson.
Well, Lamar Jackson's lighting it up, so.
But that's crazy to me. I still don't think Lamar Jackson's an NFL quarterback. Week after week, though, he keeps proving me wrong. And it's like, all right, one of these days I'm going to have to fucking eat a dick on it. But
I think something maybe has clicked with him. And my goal, so what I'm going to do later this week, because I haven't had time because I've been on the cruise, I'm going to look at game tape of him versus Mahomes from last year and see if he didn't pick up some of the stuff.
Maybe. Because
there's two plays that I have seen Lamar do so far this year that were very like similar to what Mahomes did last year.
Right.
Like it was a play where he had an open guy, and instead of throwing it to him, he ran towards him to pull the defender in a little bit more, and the guy got deeper in the field, and he threw the ball to him, and he got probably 15 or 20 more yards than he would have before. And I was like, that was a fucking smart play.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the way Mahomes plays, because he threw it on the run, a little sidearm,
right,
which he doesn't always do. I'm like, what the fuck just happened here? Look, if you're going to copy somebody, Mahomes is not the worst guy to fucking copy.
Yeah, man.
Because they're very similar. Look, Lamar doesn't have the same arm strength. Not even close, actually.
No.
But they both are fleet of foot.
Yes.
So, and if you can be a good decision maker and throw those medium range passes, then you can fucking do. Clearly, you can do some stuff.
You can do some stuff in the NFL. We'll see how far he goes. Again, still not sold on him. Colts Titans, we refused to bet, which was smart. That ended up being a 19-17 game.
I just didn't want to watch. That was
Didn't either, man. That Patriots spread, you know, look, we don't bet spreads in the NFL of 19.5.
There's no way.
They did cover.
Yeah.
You know, a buddy of our Benny, who was on at the top of the show here tonight.
Yeah.
He hit me up, was like, dude, I'm taking that first half of
of
this Patriots game. And I was like, look, man. Still a lot of points. Didn't matter. 43-0. Dolphins are not going to win a game this year.
I don't think so.
I don't think. I genuinely believe they will.
I don't know how they would. Honestly.
I don't either. And they're trading everybody, so it doesn't matter anyways. They're not going to have a fucking team there. Bills over Giants. I called. Look, this Josh Allen kid, man. He was my favorite.
Yeah.
He was my favorite in last year's draft. I know everybody was on Baker. I don't know what he's going to end up being. He definitely needs some talent around him.
Yeah.
He is the opposite of what the Browns have. He has no wide receivers there, except for Cole Beasley, who he's throwing 90 balls a game to. And then he just keeps running.
Yeah.
He's running for almost as many yards as Lamar Jackson is, this guy, this fucking white kid. So he's running for his life, and it's working. The Bills are 2-0. You and I wanted the Bills to be good this year. And
yeah.
Keep it going, Josh Allen.
I've been betting on the Bills.
Carry this. Carry it.
Rams over the Saints. That was a good call.
Seahawks. Yeah. Rams Saints was fine. Seahawks over the Steelers. I had the Steelers, but obviously Roethlisberger got hurt in this game. He was gone.
You can't really plan for that.
I thought the Mason Rudolph kid looked great, though. There could be something to it, man. Mm-hmm. I might pick him up off the waiver wire in a couple of my leagues
we'll see,
just to have him on the bench because everybody else seems to believe in him. And they, you know, against a pretty good Seattle defense, man, they put up 26 and it wasn't bad. So, look, that fucked me personally, but I can't do anything about Roethlisberger getting hurt. Cowboys over Redskins we had. Ravens at the Cardinals. We took the Cardinals with the points.
Yep.
That was too many fucking points too there. Many. Again, that's why we don't like these big, big points spreads. Texans, Jaguars. This was surprising, man. 13-12 in this one.
Yeah, look, the Jags showed up on defense. That's all it was.
They have a great defense. Yeah. They have an unbelievable defense, but what I'm surprised is that with all of the offensive weapons that Deshaun Watson has at his disposal, that they couldn't hang at least 20 on these guys.
Well, I took the under in that one.
That's a 25 point.
Because I didn't think the Jags would score
total
any points
in that fucking game.
Yeah.
Chiefs Raiders we called. Mahomes is Steph Curry.
Yeah,
he's in my opinion, is the best player in the NFL.
It actually was reminiscent of the 2016-17 Warriors because they played about a half, and then the rest of this fucked around.
It's crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy. Bears-Broncos, man, that was an ugly one.
Yeah, we said not to bet that one because both of those teams are too unpredictable. I think Trubisky is not an NFL quarterback.
16-14. They still cannot score on offense. Broncos do have a good defense, but... Yeah. Hey, man, whatever. Yeah. Saints-Rams. I picked the Rams in this one.
Yeah.
Going away. Obviously, I didn't know Drew Brees was going to get hurt.
Either way, though.
Either way, a win is a win, and yeah. I will take it. Here was a big loss for me, though. I did take the Eagles over the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, that's a happy surprise, though.
It is, for me personally. The other happier surprise about it was that I thought the Falcons' offense finally looked like it was clicking.
Yeah. And against a team with some of the better defensive players in the league,
yes,
too. So
Philadelphia is a great team, man. And, you know, they, now that Breeze is out,
yeah,
could be competing for a shot at the Super Bowl.
I think it's, I mean, look.
It's wide open in the, look, because the Rams.
Eagles and Rams are the only two teams I think can even make the Super Bowl.
I don't know, man. I still keep waiting for Jared Goff to pop, right? And he just hasn't week to week. They have a ton of weapons there.
Yeah.
And he just hasn't really popped yet. And we'll see how Gurley's knee holds up the whole year. Look, I picked the Rams in the Super Bowl. I'd be amped if they did.
Yeah.
I'd be even more amped if the Falcons went, obviously.
Well,
but,
we'll see about that.
And then the Browns, Jets we called. And it was another fantastic weekend. So I'm super fucking amped. This weekend coming up is going to be brutal.
Yep.
We'll get to why in a second with these spreads. Again, go to mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposits all the way up to, I think it's $1,000 now. We started fucking really housing them the last couple weeks. And they knocked it down last year as well. Yeah. And it was like, sorry, nothing we could do.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
And again, we only give a shit about the audience, you guys winning money. So I don't really give a fuck about that. But their six team. It was a guy, your buddy, won fucking $1,250.
Jordan.
He picked that. What was it?
Five
games.
I think it was
with
it five
a
6 or
point teaser. I think. It was.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Put on like $50, and I was like, Jesus
and he
Christ!
Won, like after paying taxes on it, he won like $1,000.
It was amazing,
bet,
man.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. He posted it, man. I just want to give him a shout out.
Yeah,
like, I don't think I've ever seen a teaser or that many teams and a teaser come through for $50. That was phenomenal.
He's
man.
Been, he and I think maybe Craig have been betting all the fucking picks, all the like no doubt picks of ours on this for the last 2 weeks. So it worked one out of two times.
And here's what I will say, man. Look, take our advice, but also use your own head for what you want to bet. Because some of you guys know these teams, you know, they're your homer teams, right?
Yeah.
You know, I had a bunch of Vikings fans write in. They were like, I can't believe you take the Vikings at Green Bay. It's just, it's not a thing. That
it's
ever works
not,
out.
But I mean, it should have been.
Should have been. I still believe in the Vikings. So we'll see. Next up we get ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Mattresses, pillows, get them. If you're military or first responder, you get 15% off forever. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, tick it, click it, and rip it. If you're a regular civilian like myself, they got those bundle packages for $7.99. Adjustable base, pillow, mattress, all inclusive. And shit, man, I think the Ghost Lux mattress is $200 off and free pillows. As always, at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. There is a pay-as-you-go program, 36 months, no interest. Man, that's a deal.
It's a deal.
Let's get into damn spreads, shall we,
yeah,
for the week?
By the way, here's Cleveland's schedule for the next 5 weeks.
Thank you.
Chargers at Baltimore, at San Francisco, Seattle, at Patriots. So you're going to lose probably every single one of those games, Cleveland.
Man.
Like, I don't see – maybe they win the San Francisco game, mm-hmm, maybe, but I don't think they can beat any of these other teams. With the way they're playing right now, they're not going to beat any of these teams.
Mm.
So right now they're 1-1. If they don't,
yeah, man,
like there's
they could
a
go
good
to 1-6
chance
and six real quick.
There's a good chance they could go to 1-6, and then your season's over.
Yep,
because you're not making any playoffs with that record.
We'll see. This is a hunch of mine based on Baker Mayfield. And the difference between last year and this year with him, man, I think they could, man. I think they could go 0-5 in those next games.
It's very possible. The good news is that things start to soften up a little bit after that.
They
play at Denver, which is not easy, but then they play the Bills at home, which again is not another easy game.
Not easy, man.
But then they play Pittsburgh twice.
Not easy. They just picked up Micah Fitzpatrick.
We'll see how that quarterback does. And they play.
It's still a rivalry game, and that's the those are tough, man. They play each other tough.
And they play the Dolphins, and they still play Arizona and the Bengals twice. So mm-hmm, there's games to be won there, but if they go 1-6 out of the gate, that's pretty much fucking wrap
that's
on
that's
that
it.
Season.
That's it. That's where I'm leaning. I'm leaning 2-5. I think they get one of those. I don't know which one.
I think they beat probably the 49ers, maybe.
Is it at home? Is it at Cleveland?
No. It's in San Francisco. Maybe they beat Seattle at home.
Beating Seattle at home is tough, man.
No. Seattle and Cleveland.
Oh, it's in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, look, Seattle just flew cross-country for that Steelers game. Now they got to go back and then go back, so maybe. Let's get to the NCAA football spreads. First up on Friday night. Number 10, Utah against USC. Yeah, I was wrong on this. I wrote the hot hand on USC and that freshman. The spread is -4 here for Utah.
It's in USC. I'm sure that's part of it, but
it is. To me, this feels like a trap game.
Yeah.
And I don't bet on this game.
No, I'm not betting it either.
I don't believe in Utah that much. And look, if that kid from USC shows out again, I mean, they lost in overtime last week.
This could
go either way in this one, man. It's Friday night. It feels like a trap game to me. I would probably bet the second one, which is Air Force at Boise State.
It's what do you got? Eight
points. I always bet on Boise.
Yeah.
But I always bet on Boise.
It's on
Boise.
Blue turf. So
it's on the Smurf turf. This is not an easy game for sure. But I'm going to take Boise -8 on this one, seeing as how they fucked me last week at, what was it, the week before?
Yeah, the week 14-7. Before, yeah.
So I'm still going to stick with Boise and take this 8. Maybe buy a point because I'm feeling flirty.
Maybe.
And knock that down to... Yeah. You get, by the way, on mybookie.com, you can buy points. You can buy shit. You can go money line. You can do whatever you want on this one. So might buy a point and a half. Take this down to 6.5 real quick and just call it a day. Just because it's Friday. I'm home finally. I'm feeling flirty. I might go with that. What do you got?
I think Boise State has got 8 points. I think it's a 10-point game.
Yeah. Next up, Southern Mississippi against Alabama.
It's 39 on my bookie right now. I'm not betting this. I'm not betting 39. I don't
I'm not
give
betting
a shit
39 either, man. Alabama, just play one person. This is crazy now, man. 39 points. Fucking A. And next up, we got LSU at Vanderbilt. LSU -23.
I've got it at 24.
It went up.
On my bookie. Hang on
a second. People are betting LSU, man, a lot this year.
I mean, they look pretty good. But
I know. They look pretty goddamn good. 24 is a lot.
No, it went down to 23 now. Ah. So last night it was at 23.5, went up to 24 this morning, and now it's back down to 23. A lot of people are betting on this fucking game.
It's tough, man, because Vandy's a tough out.
I don't give a shit. It's at Vanderbilt. I'm not giving LSU 23 points. There's no fucking way.
No, but I'm also not betting against LSU because they are that good this year.
Yeah, they're that good. They may do it, but you know, this is like,
it's a tough one.
That's very close to being a fucking rivalry game. The Vanderbilt is 0-2 so far, but they're one of those teams that always knocks off one or two people in the SEC every year. Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Man, that's a tough one. Tennessee is next up at Florida. Spread is minus 14. This would have been a lot higher had Florida not lost their quarterback.
I'm still taking it. Tennessee's the worst fucking football program on earth.
They're horrible. Here's what I'm going to do, though. Buy half a point. Just in case, I'm going to knock this down to 13.5, and I'm going to do this right after the show airs tonight. Next up, to me, there's two games of the week this week that I'm really fucking amped about. One is this game that I wish was not on at noon, but it is. It's Michigan at Wisconsin. Both teams obviously undefeated. This is Wisconsin minus 3.5 at home. Michigan has not looked good. Wisconsin has actually looked very good, but they haven't really played anybody.
No.
So where do you go with this, Anthony?
I don't bet. See, I'm just not betting this game. These are two. Last year, Wisconsin was one of the most inconsistent teams,
mm-hmm.
and their team is not very much different this year than it was last year. And Michigan, so far this year, they look like shit.
Yeah.
They do not look good. They're 2-0, but they... They're 2-0 against fucking bullshit. And they, honestly, if they had played any real teams yet, I think they would have lost already.
Yeah, well, look, Wisconsin hasn't either, so they haven't played any real teams. Here's what I'm going to do on this one.
Buy half and just...
I'm actually going to... It's 3.5 right now. I'm actually going to buy 1 point and go down to 2.5, because I do think this is a close game, and it's probably a field goal. And this is... It's a gut one on this one. I'm usually wrong on Michigan spread, so if you're at home, take whoever you want on this one. I cannot figure this Michigan team out. I obviously picked them for the playoffs this year, and they do not look anywhere near a playoff team. No. But Wisconsin has looked good the first 2 weeks, so I'm going to knock this down to 2.5 and take Whiskey minus 2.5 in this one. Just to do it, because this game's going to be fun to watch, man. I'm amped about it. California against Ole Miss. Cal snuck in there. Snuck in the top 25 this week. They're 23. They kicked the shit out of...
That's a soft 23. A
real soft 23. They kicked the shit out of me in a spread a couple weeks ago. They're playing Ole Miss at Ole Miss, and the line is Ole Miss minus 2.5. I'm going to take Ole Miss in this game.
Same. I think Cal's a pretender. They don't belong up there.
No, and look, man, people show out for Ole Miss. It's a hard stadium to play in. Next up is Ohio State against Miami of Ohio. That is a terrible game.
Is this a rivalry game?
No, it's not. Miami of Ohio, what do they produce? Ben Roethlisberger?
That's it.
So congratulations on that. The spread is 39.5. I love you, Ohio State. Everyone at home knows I love Ohio State. I do not touch a line, though, of fucking 39.5. I don't care who it is or how much I love them. They would have touched that line.
They would have beat that line in both of their last two games.
They would have, and they looked.
And look, Miami-Ohio is not as good as Indiana or Cincinnati.
Ohio State has looked phenomenal so far, and I'm amped about that. However, I am not amped about a 39.5 point spread.
Nah, fuck that.
Nor will I take that. It's six touchdowns, man. Mm. You have to hope for six touchdowns.
Well, honestly, the way Ohio State's defense has played so far this year, I don't think Miami, Ohio will score any points.
Probably not.
They may have one, maybe two field goals. I very much doubt they'll score a touchdown.
Probably not. Yeah.
So I think you're probably safe taking this if you want to take a runner on it. But I'm not personally betting it.
I'm not. And I love Ohio State. They've crushed for me the last 2 weeks. I've won a fuck ton of money off of them. I'm backing off a 39.5 point spread, though, however. Number 8, Auburn at Texas A&M. This game is under the radar. So you got the noon game with Michigan and Wisconsin, which I'm looking forward to. I will flip over to this, just out of curiosity, obviously, because this is an afternoon game where you're like, huh, I wonder what's going to happen there, because Texas A&M has got a raw deal this year. They have to play all – look, this is their fourth team they're going to have to play inside the top 10, including the top three, Clemson, Alabama, and LSU. Now they got to play Auburn. This one's at home, and they're actually favored in this one at home, and it's minus -4. Auburn, though, is 3-0. They've looked okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, who have they played? They played Oregon week one.
They played Oregon, and they like should have lost that game.
Yeah, and they played Tulane and Kent State, man.
Yeah. So, for a 3:30 game in College Station, I'll lean towards Texas A&M on this one. I'll take A&M.
Yeah, I'm taking A&M. Look, they held Clemson to 24 points, man. I think they have they may be the only team in Texas that plays any defense right now.
Yeah.
Because Texas isn't really – well, they played a rough game against LSU. That was a tough game. But, A&M looks good.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing about college football, though. They're pretty good because of their strength of schedule. They're going to lose probably four games.
Yeah, maybe four games.
Right? So it's like they're fucked.
I know. For having a great schedule. Sorry, A&M fans, though. Jesus, man. But I'm going to take A&M in that game. Next up, we got UCF at Pittsburgh. It is UCF minus -12.5. I have not picked a UCF spread correctly this year.
Me either.
Look, I know it's Notre Dame's former quarterback and all that shit. I'm starting to buy into the hype now that have a good fucking program.
Pickett, you mean? The quarterback?
No, the UCF as a whole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
is a name enough program that they're getting decent recruits.
Yeah.
Because they're winning big games, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, Pittsburgh played Penn State close last week, which I said, hey, that's a rivalry game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a close one. It's a two-score game at Pitt.
Nope.
I have been wrong on UCF the entire year.
I'm not betting that.
I am going to, and I'm going to take UCF in this one. I will get on the train. I'll get on the train with you guys, man. I think this is a two-score game. I will do that, sir. I will do that. I'll cleave on Buford this fucking game and do it.
Suck
those dicks. Next up, we got Washington at BYU. Don't care how you bring them, just bring them young.
I think this is a trap game, too.
Washington minus -6 in this one.
Washington is inconsistent.
They're inconsistent. BYU beat Tennessee.
But by a field goal each.
Oof.
And they lost to Utah by fucking 24 points.
This minus -6 here is saying, hey, this is a shitty game that they do not expect people to bet on. Therefore, they'll tip it down to 6 here to tease you and try to get you cock-teasy in it. And I'll take it. I'll take Washington. I think they win by 7. At least. But I think it's probably pretty close. Next up, we got SMU against TCU.
Yeah. Look, I don't even consider this a top 25 matchup, so I'm not even paying attention to this game.
SMU is undefeated, so is TCU, right? This is TCU minus -9 in this game. They just entered the top 25 this week.
How? Why? They played fucking Purdue and some school with too many fucking letters in their name to be important.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, this weekend's slate of games, besides the three mentioned, are shitty, man. All the top schools are playing shitty schools. And, again, Michigan, Wisconsin, this night game I'm looking forward to. And then you have this A&M Auburn game that I'll flip over to. The rest of these are really shitty games, man. I don't feel like betting TCU at 25.
No, fuck that.
Don't fucking care. Prove something, stay there, and let's see. Traditionally, they're pretty goddamn good. Oregon against Stanford.
This is actually an interesting game.
It is.
Because of the spread. I don't think this is a 10-point game. I think Stanford is going to break this open. I don't think they're going to win, but I think it may be a 3-7-point game because it's in Stanford. Oregon, look, man, I just don't believe in Oregon at all.
Stanford just got rocked.
They did.
By UCF. I mean, just absolutely fucking creamed.
But Oregon only put up 35 points against Montana.
They did. Fuck you, Oregon. I said I would never bet on Oregon.
I'm not betting.
I'm not going to.
No, fuck these guys.
I will.
I think that they're, I don't think that, if you're out there and if you're a fucking California resident, live in Palo Alto,
yeah,
and you're a fan of Stanford, I don't know anyone actually who's a fan of Stanford who didn't go to that school.
I don't either.
But if you're that person, I would probably take that bet on Stanford just to make it a little more interesting, but fuck Oregon.
Yeah. No.
I want to see Oregon play. Actually, you know what I want to see? I want to see Clemson play the Dolphins. I want to see.
Oh, right now?
Yes.
Clemson wins.
Or maybe in 4 weeks Clemson when wins, the Dolphins maybe, yeah. have gotten rid of the rest of their players.
Mm-hmm.
People used to say that about the Hurricanes. Remember in the early 2000s? I want to see the Miami Hurricanes play against an NFL team. Look, Ken Dorsey wasn't good enough.
No.
For that, but if they had had one
Lawrence
of the,
might be
like, yeah, if they had had a guy who was actually an NFL quarterback,
yeah,
that would have been very interesting to see.
Very,
that.
Very interesting right now.
Anyways.
I'm sure that conversation will be up for debate here in the upcoming week. Next up, we got Old Dominion at Virginia. Virginia minus 30.5
No fucking way, dude.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Virginia
with this
shit. Has never been a fucking high powered offense school. I'm not giving them fucking 30.5 points.
Nope. Charlotte at Clemson. Why? Why are you doing this? It's 41.5 points. I'd say what? Follow us on Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. It's a private group. Just, you know, all you have to say is you heard about us on the podcast. What I'll do on a slate like this, on a Saturday slate like this that is super shitty, I'll take those plus six teasers on my bookie and just bet a bunch of these so I can take these spreads down.
Yeah.
Just to at least have some faith in it. Yes, does Clemson win probably by 42? You bet. Do I want to try 41.5? No, I don't. I don't even want to do it for Ohio State, for Christ's sake.
The problem is if it doesn't happen in the first half, then it doesn't happen because there's no incentive for Clemson to keep their guys, their starters in, to do that against a shitty team that they know they're going to beat.
Ugh. Next up, Oklahoma State. This is a fun game, at least. Oklahoma State. Against Texas, it's Texas minus 5.
Yep.
Man, it's going to be 92 in Austin.
Mm-mm.
It's 7:30 at night.
And this is like another any Texas versus Texas or Texas versus Oklahoma, whether it's Oklahoma or State, game is essentially, in my opinion, a rivalry game. It doesn't matter what the matchup
right.
is. I don't like any of those games, and I'm not betting on this one either.
I am. I'm going to take Texas in this one. I believe in Texas. I do. I really do. And I think this is a one-touchdown game. Five is probably where this should be. But this could be a fucking shootout. It's on ABC at 7:30.
Yeah, there's no over posted for any of these games, by the way. That's why we're not covering that shit. I don't know why.
I'll tell you why. This slate is so shitty today.
Yeah.
For these Saturday games, that to me, where do you put these overs? Because it's like you said, man. Let's take the Ohio State spread, just for example. Do I think Miami of Ohio scores in that game? No, I don't. But maybe, I also don't know.
Maybe a field goal.
Yeah. And so where do you put an over at for a team that is favored by 40? Do you put it at 49? Because that's essentially what you're saying right there, is that, you know, it's a 42 or 45-0 game, or maybe 42-7, somewhere in there. Like, I wouldn't, you can't put a spread on these.
No.
And I don't know, man. It's shitty. Now, this next game is a blast to watch. And this is it's at 13.5 now. Is it 14 on my bookie right now? Did it go up or down?
Stand
it's
by.
It's Notre Dame at Georgia. This
it's,
one,
I'm 14.
I've been waiting for this one. Bookie. All right. So this went up a half a point today. I'm going to buy a half a point and take Georgia in this one. I fucking hate Notre Dame. And I don't think they have the team for this whatsoever. This is a night game in Athens. Those fucking fans have been waiting for a game like this for a very long time.
You can tell it in the ticket prices. Wet. The cheapest ticket you can find is $312.
Correct.
$11
look,
right now.
Again, Benny was on at the top of the show. That's how to get tickets for this type of shit. And I am amped about this. I want this game, though, at 13.5. As I do believe it's probably a 14 or 17-point game. But it also wouldn't surprise me if it was a blowout. Like, I don't know how Notre Dame is ranked number 7. But they definitely... do not deserve to be there. If they beat Georgia at Georgia, though, I will tip of the cap.
Yep.
Tip of the cap. But I think this is the game where I win that bet against that kid in the league about, you know, waving the fucking Notre Dame flag for a whole year. Because yeah. This is it. And they should knock them out of the playoffs and everything else. So I'm amped with that. To close out the top 25, we've got Colorado at Arizona State. Minus 7.5. Look, I picked Colorado the week before to win, and they ended up doing so. And it was a nice little upset pick here, but
they lost to Air Force last week. So
going into Arizona State, it's like, man, that's a night game. It's a 7 o'clock game. Ladies are going to be out in that. You know, I hate doing that.
Yeah, but Denver to Phoenix is like. That's like a fucking hour and a half flight.
I know it is, but you know I hate doing it. You know I hate doing it. Betting against Arizona State.
I don't want to watch this game.
I don't either.
To be honest.
I might take it down, though, a point for the ladies of Arizona State and get this at 6.5 just to do it. But the big bulk of my money this Saturday is going on Georgia, to be honest with you, 13.5. I'm buying that half a point. Lastly, UCLA against Washington State. Ugh. Washington State is favored by 18.5. Washington State only won by a touchdown last game. UCLA is fucking awful. I don't know what they do with Chip Kelly and these guys.
Yeah, but, bad.
Sure. If you're up late, and this is your – because this is essentially your Hawaii game this week.
Yep.
It's the last game of the night. You need to pick up some fucking losses throughout the day. But for me personally, this is not a big – gambling Saturday because the matchups and the spreads are too shitty. Some of these are tight, and I feel like there's a lot of trap games. This feels like a trap weekend
yeah.
in college football. My money is going on that fucking Georgia game. That's where I'm going all in at. Let's head over to the NFL, shall we, Anthony? After two big back-to-back
weeks.
Hey,
wait, before we move on to the NFL, something just happened.
Hold on, ah, we got some breaking news?
Yeah. Fuck, where did it go? Just move on to the NFL. Well, I'll pick it up in a sec.
D'Anthony, you can't cock tease an audience and then just...
I can do whatever I want, brother.
Just walk away like that. The Titans and the Jaguars are the Thursday night game.
Ugh.
Do you have the number for a suicide hotline?
Yeah. Here's the thing I was going to say. So far this season, Oklahoma's Jalen Hurts,
yeah.
who has had what some could call a tumultuous college career. He did really well. Then he got benched.
Yeah.
Then he came back. Speculation. Now he's fucking killing it.
Right.
He is responsible for more touchdowns than incompletions so far this season.
Wow. That's a big boy stat. Jesus Christ.
That's fucked up. It's like, wow, dude. Good job.
It'd be hilarious if he beat Tua out for the Heisman.
Oh, man. How fucking great would that be?
Great. Look, I enjoy watching that team play. That
yeah,
Oklahoma
they're great.
Team play.
Anyways, back to the suicide.
Yes. So for this Titans Jaguars game, this is Tennessee -2 in this game. This is in Jacksonville.
There's only one reason to watch. There's two reasons to watch this game. One,
you hate yourself.
If Minshew is actually a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Because maybe he is.
Yeah.
I don't think he is, but maybe he is. The other reason is Derrick Henry, and if you have him in fantasy.
In fantasy.
That's the only reason to watch this fucking game. I don't care what the spread is. I'm not watching
or
this.
Or to see if Jalen Ramsey punches his coach again like he did last week or whatever he did to his fucking arm. But this is the worst, one of the worst games you could ever have. Look, this isn't the NFL's fault. This was supposed to be Foles.
Yeah.
Nick Foles in this game and Mariota and, you know. Fuck, that's a brutal game, though, isn't it? I mean, it's awful. The over-under is 39. I haven't seen an under that low in the NFL this season so far.
That's pretty low.
That is really, really low. Yeah, this is a fantasy football watch. And, you know, maybe throw a fiver on it just because, you know, you're at a bar somewhere. But Jesus Christ.
Dolphins-Ravens was 37.5 week one. That's the lowest so far this year, but this is pretty goddamn close.
Terrible game, yeah. Next up, we got the Bengals at the Bills. Look, man, Bengals look like shit.
Bills look pretty goddamn good.
Sort of.
Yeah, I mean, for them.
They have a good defense.
Yeah.
A great defense. Josh Allen is a gamer. That kid has got a fucking heart on him.
They just don't have, like, who are they throwing the ball to there?
I don't know.
It's
Cole Beasley. So Cole Beasley has, like, 9 catches in the first 2 games, right?
Yeah. Zay Jones is supposed to have a great year this year, but I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
The running back is Frank Gore. He's 36 years old.
He is, and he's lighting it up. I don't know how this team is winning, but they are winning. And Josh Allen is a blast to watch. It's in Buffalo. They're 2-0.
What's the spread? 8?
No, it's 6. I'll take Buffalo.
Oh, it's 6. Yeah, I'm taking Buffalo
for one touchdown. I
want the fucking Bills Mafia.
To be good, because we actually want to go there and hang out with you guys and party and watch a game.
Yeah,
I just want you guys to be good. So I'll do that. Dolphins at Cowboys. These spreads, man, are going to continue all throughout the year with the Dolphins.
21.5.
Buckle up.
Here's what I think. I think the Cowboys probably score somewhere between 24 and 35 points in that range, and I don't think the Dolphins score at all. So I'm going to bet this. I'm going to bet an NFL spread at 21.5, which sounds like, Dan, are you back on the drugs? Well, I never stopped doing drugs, so don't worry about that part.
Yep.
But no, I'm not on drugs currently. I think the Dolphins are that bad, and I think that the Cowboys' defense is that good. That's what I think.
I do too.
Look, there's no way the Cowboys' offense is not going to score 22 points.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the fucking Dolphins can score.
I'm with you, man.
Did you ever think you would see the day where you bet a 21.5 fucking spread in the NFL?
I didn't think I'd see it anymore. I thought the NFL had too much parity for this type of shit. These are the worst spreads I've ever seen.
I think the Dolphins might be an historically bad team.
I'll split the difference on this game. I will bet the first half, which will probably be in the 13.5 range. I will bet the first half on this game, but
well, do you see it? Let's look it up. NFL first half. Yeah. They don't have it for.
They won't. They'll have it towards the end of the week. Yeah. But again, just looking at it and guessing it, it's probably going to be around 13.5. I'll do the first half just to do it in this one, but. Man, 21.5 points is so fucked. But I, you're right. I think they actually do it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question.
By the way, with the Patriots last week,
yeah,
I believe they would do that and beat them. But I cannot. There's some rules, man.
Yeah.
We got to have some laws.
I had to let it go for another week to see how bad the Dolphins are, but I am convinced now that they're that bad. And honestly, I think this is a lock. Which sounds crazy for a fucking for a spread that high, but I think it's a lock.
Okay. That is Dan's lock.
I'm betting the farm on this one.
That is Dan's lock.
I'm gonna go $1,000 on this.
And you'll put it on Drinking Bros Sports. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I like that. Next up, we got Broncos at the Packers. This is a tough, tough game for me.
This is a game that I'm going to watch, but not bet on. And I'm going to watch it because I want Aaron Rodgers to be better.
He's going up against a great defense here.
But it's at home again. It's the second week at home. Maybe he gets comfortable this week. If he doesn't have a good game this week, then I think maybe it's time to, one, get him off of your fantasy team.
Trade him.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I tried to trade Aaron Rodgers over the weekend. No one took him.
No one wants that motherfucker.
No one. I've never seen like it.
Yeah, and what is it, -8?
It is.
Actually, my bookie's got it at 7.5.
I was just going to say, I would take the Broncos on this one.
No, I'm not going to bet against the Packers again.
At home?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not going to bet it, but I think that they probably win by 10 points. And here's something to watch. Look, the Broncos, our offense is not great, but they should score in a game like this probably somewhere between 17 and 24 points. So if they get held to less than that, then I think there might be something going on with Green Bay's defense that we haven't keyed in on yet.
Maybe.
That's something just to watch.
Maybe. I'd like to see Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay against this and see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Broncos in this one, I think. I'm going to take those 8 points. You said 7.5 now?
It's 7.5.
People are betting the Broncos, I'm telling you, man. There's something wrong with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what it is. He's got like sickle cell or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Falcons at the Colts. Indianapolis -2. I'm in on the Falcons now.
Taking the Falcons on that one.
Taking the Falcons. I'm in on the Falcons. It's on turf. Fucking Calvin Ridley, man, has been just as good as advertised. He was another one of my big sleepers. Julio Jones, it looks good. This offense looks like it's humming. I'm going to take him, man. My worry is Devonta Freeman. He is still looks shitty to me.
Yeah.
And the Falcons need a running game.
Yeah.
Ito Smith
hasn't really been getting a whole lot of touches.
No. And
oddly enough.
When he has had the ball, he hasn't looked that great.
No.
But Matt Ryan to Julio and fucking Hooper. Austin Hooper's looked good. And Calvin Ridley, I'm going to take the Falcons in this one this week. Man, next up, this is a great game. Great game. Ravens at the Chiefs. Why? For exactly the reason that D'Anthony mentioned earlier. Is Lamar Jackson just stealing game tape from Mahomes,
man? I hope he is, because imagine having two of those guys in the same league. Holy shit. If there was a second Steph Curry in the NBA and once or twice a season they matched up against each other, the ratings for that, like, forget about this year. If this motherfucker keeps playing like that all season long,
mm-hmm.
and Mahomes keeps being Mahomes, and it seems like that sophomore slump shit just doesn't apply to him for some reason, then next year's matchups are going to be fucking great.
Banana dicks. this is KC minus 6.5.
That's a tease, too.
I don't bet against KC.
No, I'm gonna buy half a point on that one, though. I'm going to take it down to 6.
I'm gonna take the Chiefs. They win by a touchdown on this one. They just keep seeming to reloading there. That Robinson kid, Jesus Christ, man! The Tyreek Hill injury has not affected Mahomes.
No. It's up to 7, by the way.
One bit. You goddamn right it is, because there people are fucking betting the Chiefs. I'm gonna look at home. Get this 6.5. next up, we got Raiders at the Vikings. Minnesota minus 8 in this one. Man, I was wrong about Minnesota last week. Obviously. 8 points, man.
Nope.
I do not take this game.
No, thank you.
I don't take this game. I think it's probably a one-score game. The Raiders haven't looked that bad after the AB shit, surprisingly. So, yeah, I'm going to sit off this one. Now, if this was 6.5, I would have said yes. Mm. And I might end up buying a point and a half as we get closer. Again, sign up for Drinkin' Bros Sports. You can see our real bets, because we bet them and then we just post the tickets there. I might try to get this down to 6.5 later in the week and see if I can.
We'll see how it goes.
Next up, Jets. Look, down to any quarterback except Kaepernick at this point. Doesn't really matter.
I want them to sign Kaepernick.
I feel bad for Le'Veon Bell, because he's looked pretty goddamn good with this horrific team. This is Patriots minus 22.5.
23.5.
Oh, this shot up a point. Yep. Come on, man. Are you fucking kidding me?
No. 23.5.
Just talking about it, it shot up oh, my God, dude. What do you do here? You took a spread at 21.5 earlier. I'm deferring to you on this.
Look, the Patriots might be the best NFL team comparative or relative to its competition that we've ever seen. There's a decent chance of that. Because we've never seen an Edelman and a fucking AB with a Tom Brady who's the best quarterback in NFL history. We've never seen anything like this before.
No.
But still.
AB looked pretty goddamn good.
Still, I don't think there's any. I don't think the Jets score a touchdown. I think they may get a field goal.
Oof.
So look, that's 20. Do you think the Patriots are going to score 26 points? Or do you think they're going to score 23.5?
Yeah, you know what's funny? Dude, if you want my honest opinion is this. I think the Patriots probably cover at 22.5. Mm-hmm. I think the Cowboys cover at fucker. You said there's 23.5, right?
23.5.
Yeah. I think the Patriots probably cover this. I think Dallas probably covers this. So many points for me to wrap my mind around that it is just so.
I'm not going to bet this one, but I am going to watch this game.
I'm going to watch it, but I just that goes against all my betting principles, is to bet an NFL game in high double digits like this. That's crazy. Yep. But yes, I probably think they'll win. So if you're at home and you want to take these, do it.
I mean, look, the deal is that Belichick has had basically 2 weeks to game plan against the Jets.
Yeah.
Because they played the Dolphins last week, and I doubt they even practiced. They probably said, yeah, we'll just play this one. Fuck it.
No,
so now Darnold's out. They don't even know who the quarterback is. And we saw what the Jets quarterback can do against a good defense. Nothing. So, look, if you're a Pats fan, I guarantee you Pats fans are out there betting on this
right now.
I'm sure
they are.
I probably would be too if I was a Pats fan.
I'm sure they are.
But I'm not betting on that bullshit.
Next up, we get Lions at the Eagles, minus 6.5 for Philly. Look, man, Lions are 1-0-1 this year. Philly's been hit and miss, man. DeSean Jackson got hurt last game.
Yeah.
Fucked me in fantasy. So, this is a tough game to bet, actually.
Alshon Jeffrey's questionable. DeSean Jackson is questionable. So I'm not going to bet this
game. Wait till later in the week and look and see what the health report is for this.
I mean, it's going to change the line, though. Look, if those two guys play, it's going to be probably 7.5.
Correct. So if you want to bet on it now and try to get this to 6.5, now's your chance if you think those guys are going to play, because it's definitely going to go up. If they don't, Lions have a shot at this. I think if those two guys don't play, Lions have a shot at winning the game. Forget about the points. Panthers, Cardinals. There is no spread in this because Cam Newton is, unless they just posted it.
Let's see. That's what I'm checking for. I think they pulled it.
Yeah, Cam Newton is questionable, and that was this was breaking news on this show.
Yeah, there's no spread right now.
Yeah, wait till the end of the
week. Before Cam Newton was out, it was Panthers minus 2.5.
Ugh.
Like, the only reason to watch this game is to see what Kyler Murray does.
And McCaffrey.
McCaffrey,
fantasy,
yeah.
That's it.
I'm not, there's no way, even in optimal circumstances, I'm not betting on that game.
Giants at the Buccaneers in the 4 o'clock game. It's another Tampa Bay minus 6.5.
Fucking bullshit game.
Yeah. You got the Danny Dimes in this one. Look, man.
Look, if I was planning to bet on this game, I would probably take the Giants, because I think no one's seen this kid yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to be pretty good. Mel Kiper likes him. He's rarely wrong about NFL guys. But there's no fucking way, because I don't want to watch this shit.
I don't want to watch this game.
At the same time as this game, there's Texans at Chargers, which is a great fucking game.
It's a great one.
And there's Steelers at 49ers, which could be, if that kid Rudolph plays well, that could be a good game too. So fuck that.
It could be. So look, I'm going to stay away from the Giants, Buccaneers. Texans, Chargers, though. This is a fun game. It's Chargers minus 3.5 at home. Austin Eckler has looked amazing. Chargers are coming off a loss to the Lions, dude. So, the Texans have all the pieces on offense to put this together, man. I'm going to take the Texans in this game.
Let's see. It's down to 3.
So people are obviously betting on the Texans. I'd like to get that back to 3.5. So I'm going to wait.
Yeah, I'm going to wait on this one. No, nothing for me yet on this one.
I'm going to take the Texans.
Carlos Hyde looks great this year, by the way.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Texans on this one, man. I feel and feel confident about it.
Yeah.
Stick it up people's butts. Next up, we got Steelers at the 49ers. Curious to see Mason Rudolph play, right?
Yeah. This is another game. When a new guy comes in like this, I don't bet these games because I just don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
No.
I think the 49ers will probably win, though.
Yeah. Look, this weekend slate is tough all the way around, to be honest with you. This is a trap weekend all the way around.
Yeah.
I am going to watch this game because I'm curious to see if the 49ers might be for real. And I also want to see if Mason Rudolph is good, because I'm going to pick him up off the waiver wire in football for the fantasy. Next up, Saints at Seahawks. This is Seahawks minus 4 right now.
This is a game that 2 weeks ago would have been like, oh shit, I'm definitely going to watch this game.
Yep.
But now, not a chance.
Not going to watch it. I'll take it a step further. I hate Seattle. I hate watching them play. I never really bet on them in real life. I'm actually going to bet on the Seahawks in this game because I think Teddy Bridgewater sucks.
He's bad. Even with Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. I don't know. Look.
No.
And the Seahawks defense is pretty good.
Yes.
So.
I think they win by 7, and I'm fine with this. I can't believe it's this low. I'm going to take the Seahawks. There's one guy who sends me a picture of Russell Wilson doing gay shit every time they win. No, it's literally the gayest post ever of all time.
He's
and it's
secretly
really
gay.
Fucking funny, and I enjoy it. But this week, you're not going to be able to send me that because I'm betting on the Seahawks. Next up, we got Rams at the Browns. This is Rams minus 2.5 in this one. I am all in on the Rams in this one. Sorry, Cleveland. I know this is in Cleveland. I wonder if Aaron Donald is healthy.
It's up to 3 now.
Yeah. Look, I don't know if Aaron Donald's healthy and he's going to play or not. Either way, I don't give a shit. The Rams defense is nasty. Baker Mayfield hasn't looked that great to me. And
not yet.
They could get their panties pulled down in this one. So I'm going to get this now because I really like the Rams.
Aaron Donald's not even on their list anymore, so I think he's good to go.
He's going to probably rip little Baker's arms off. I think
rip his anus out. And, maybe.
Yeah, I predicted that. I said he was going to break his collarbone this game.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
In preseason a few weeks back. Last but not least, Bears Trubisky at the Redskins. Tough week, man. Tough week for football. This is Chicago minus four at the Redskins.
No, I'm good.
You know, look, the Redskins look great.
Redskins are pretty bad.
Redskins are terrible. Guice is out.
Yeah.
Jeez, Guice. He's gone. The Bears should win this game, man. But Trubisky has looked terrible, so I really don't know. I really don't know what to do on this one. I'm going to bet it, though, because it's the Monday night game, and I'm going to take the Bears in this one. That they win by at least a touchdown.
I'm curious when, because look, Case Keenum's not actually looking that terrible. He hasn't thrown any picks, throwing five touchdowns in two games.
Yeah,
looks all right, but like, what's the? I don't know, man.
Yeah,
you spent your first round draft pick on a guy who threw 50 fucking touchdowns in college football last year. Why is he not playing?
Agreed, sir. Agreed. So here's where we're at. This weekend to me in betting is a trap weekend. There's not a lot of great bets to be had. There's a couple really, really good bets though. And, I would bet more on those games rather than volume usually there's a fuck ton of great games where you're like, all right, I like this one and this one and this one. I think this is a trap weekend all the way around, in college and the NFL, and you know,
you gonna bet on the WNBA playoffs at all?
Probably not. Probably gonna sit that out for the rest of my life. So never gonna bet that. Benny the Ticket Guru, hit him up. Thank you for being on the show today. That was a blast, D'Anthony.
Yep.
I'm gonna make some bets with you on Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, and we'll start doing that at the end of the week.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do some teasers this week, some weird ones. Just to have fun with this because it's a trap weekend, man. And follow us for, you know, on that page for up to the minute last second bets. We always post them on there from mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit. For D'Anthony Holloway, I am Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Sports Companion Show. A good night.